It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, December 5th, 2014. Today marks the 238th anniversary of Phi Beta Kappa, founded by five students at the College of William and Mary in Williamsburg, Virginia. The first meeting was held in the Apollo Room of the Old Raleigh Tavern on December 5th, 1776. John Heath, the first president, was determined to develop a student society that would be much more serious than its predecessors at the college, one devoted to the pursuit of liberal education and intellectual fellowship. The Greek initials for the society's motto, "Love of learning is the guide of life," form the name Phi Beta Kappa. The first college society to bear a Greek letter name, Phi Beta Kappa introduced the essential characteristics of the Greek societies that followed it: an oath of secrecy, a badge, mottos in Greek and Latin, a code of laws, an elaborate form of initiation, a seal, and a special handshake. The organization was created as a secret society, so that its founders would have the freedom to discuss any topic they chose. Freedom of inquiry has always been a hallmark of Phi Beta Kappa. In the winter of 1781, when General Charles Cornwallis positioned the British Army on the York Peninsula for what became the final siege of the Revolutionary War, the College of William and Mary closed. Though it reopened a year later, Phi Beta Kappa activities were not permanently reestablished there for many years. This closure would have been the end of Phi Beta Kappa had the group not agreed earlier to establish chapters in New England. Elisha Parmalee, a native of Connecticut who had studied at Yale and graduated from Harvard, helped to create chapters at Yale in 1780 and Harvard in 1781, thus ensuring the continuation of the society. In 1831, after anti-Masonic agitation prompted much discussion about the Phi Beta Kappa oath, Harvard dropped the requirement for secrecy, an action that probably saved the society from further open criticism as well as from competition with the social fraternities that appeared around that time. Other chapters were added gradually, and the number nationwide stood at 25 in 1883 when the National Council of the United Chapters of Phi Beta Kappa was created. At about the same time, the first women and African Americans were invited to join. The first chapters to induct women were at the University of Vermont in 1875 and at Connecticut's Wesleyan University in 1876. The first African Americans were elected at Yale in 1874 and at the University of Vermont in 1877. Between 1887 and 1917, 64 new chapters were established, and by 1983 another 147 had been chartered. In 1988, the national organization's name was changed to the Phi Beta Kappa Society. Today, there are 283 chapters at American colleges and universities, and 60 active alumni associations are located in all regions of the country. Its alumni include men and women of distinction in every field, with 136 Nobel laureates. But government is especially well represented. Since its inception, 17 U.S. presidents and 38 U.S. Supreme Court justices have been inducted into membership. The first two centuries of Phi Beta Kappa's existence are described by Richard N. Current in Phi Beta Kappa in American Life, The First 200 Years, published by Oxford University Press in 1990. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for December 5th, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.